You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast, episode number 235. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
So in tonight's podcast, we're going to go and take a look at the last couple games the Leafs played. A big stinker against Berube's Blues. And then an OT loss to the Bruins on Saturday night. Where do you want to go, Dale?
Okay, let me just ask you this out of the gate, sir. How hard do you want to go here? Do you want to go hard or do you want to go medium? What mood are you in here? You tell me.
Probably a medium.
Medium, okay.
You know, I just, everybody's losing their shit. And I thought maybe here on the tip end, I know you want to lose your shit. But maybe we just keep things a little lighthearted. We're 9 games in.
No, I can't go lighthearted, man. I can go medium, but I can't go lighthearted.
That's like, what I mean. We don't need to go all out.
This is a fucking disaster. This week has been a disaster.
Okay, I'll give you that. This week has been a disaster.
Holy fuck. The highs coming off that Tampa win on Monday and then Tuesday against in Columbus and then against the Blues and then even Boston, hardcore. Like,
yeah, it wasn't good.
Two thumbs down for me. Two thumbs down. Just brutal, man. Like, absolutely brutal. It's just, to me, it just looks a lot like the same old shit. Like, that's the truth. Like, I'm not going to go full crazy here, but it looks like they might have peaked on Monday night and it's all downhill from here. What do you think?
That's how it looks, obviously. That's what everybody's talking about. Everybody's losing their minds. You tune into any Leaf podcast, Leaf show, anywhere they talk about the Leafs, they're losing.
You get why, though, right?
I totally understand. This isn't just this past week. This is the whole, I don't know, 5-6 years of this core failing in the playoffs. Yeah. And the fan base, the fuse is gone. We just have no time for bullshit.
No.
And they put up stinkers like the Columbus game. We're like, all right, well, you know, back to back, whatever. Then you throw one in St. Louis. And I mean, yeah, they were fucking awful against the Blues.
Yeah, that's
the people are throwing jerseys on the ice. Oh, they're dude, getting up and leaving.
We almost had Wafflegate 2.0 on Thursday night. Like literally fucking waffles. Wake up, boys. But it wasn't, but it was close. But yeah, a jersey toss. We haven't seen that since what? Kessel and FNUF?
I know, two bad games. You went from like hockey porn on Monday night to someone throwing a jersey on the ice on Thursday.
Oh,
but my whole point is that like that is why it's so hot in the city right now. Like the fan base is giving no slack to this fucking team. Absolutely zero slack.
They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
You're right. They don't deserve it. But in the big picture, they've played 9 games under a new coach, implementing a new system. They showed what it's capable of doing, and they just need to get back to that.
Most teams are opposite under a new coach. Like, yeah, okay, they showed what they're capable of doing against Tampa, but why can't you? So, like, 1 out of every 5 games we're going to get that? Not good enough.
No, well, you hope that they'll figure it out. I mean, let's be honest. This isn't the first time that they've started October shitty.
No, but these guys can't figure it out, man. You'd think they would have been able to figure it out. But you play like you'd play against Tampa every night or just most nights, you're going to have bad games. But you do that most nights, you're going to win a lot of hockey games, including the playoffs. But no, they can't register it or something because you look at what happened the rest of the week, just back to the same old shit. But I don't know. It's confusing. It's confusing because
it
it's like
confusing.
It's a simple message from the coach. Like, you play this way, look at the results. You play this way, look at the results. Like, and just years past, too. I don't know, man. It's so fucking frustrating. It's beyond, like, watching these guys is just like, you just want to fucking throw the TV out the window. Like, it's like, what are they doing? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to question their effort and stuff, but, like, that Columbus and St. Louis game, like,
Yeah, you can question the effort on those two games. Absolutely, you can question the effort on that. You can't lose by 4 goals every night. It just yeah, question the effort on those. But I don't know, man. If a month from now, when we're at the American Thanksgiving, these guys are 500 or below out of playoff spot, I mean, then it's time to really fucking...
But there's no move to make here. You're not firing
the I'm not saying make a move. I mean, that's the time to just be like, lose your shit on these guys. And I get why everyone's doing it right now, but I'm just going to be a little optimistic and be like, a month from now,
give it another month,
they'll be top three in the division, and I'm not things so will
sure.
be figured out.
I'm not so sure about that this time. I'm really not. Well, no, you know what? Okay, let me go to but the like Boston. Let me
look at ahead. Their stats the last few years.
I know.
Like they start, they're 500 in October all the time.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just,
I guess this year it does feel a little different, but I think the reason it feels different is we're fed up with the team. So every time they play bad, we're like, fuck, I hate these guys.
Like, I didn't like their game in Boston. I'm going to get to the Boston game in a second.
Yeah.
But specifically that Columbus game and that St. Louis game, like, just two piles of fucking absolute dog shit, man. Like, if they play like that, if they can't turn that around, like, it's going to be, Mitch said, like, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be real ugly. So, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to go to the Boston game here. I want to get some things cooking here. So you tie it late in the Boston game. They got a point. They're all praising, like talking about getting the extra point after the game. Okay. Like they didn't deserve it. They didn't even deserve a fucking point out of that game. Good job.
They almost won it in regulation.
Yeah.
Durant came around the net. And I mean,
they were significantly outshot, but like, good job, boys. You got a point. You came back. You got a point that you didn't deserve. Great. But just like they always do, you fucking lose it. You don't win. You don't fucking find a way to win. Boston can't beat them. When's the last time they beat the fucking Bruins in the regular season? 3 years ago? Like, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But anyway, if it wasn't for Stolarz, this game wouldn't have been a 4-3 overtime fucking game. Not even close.
Yeah. I said that to you in a text.
Like, if it wasn't,
like, maybe Stolarz is a bit, like, we overlook the fact that he may be the big reason that they have four wins on the season.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. That guy's a fucking rock star, man.
Well, his numbers were first in the NHL. Like, save percentage.
No, he's a fucking rock star. And without him, no, they probably don't have the four wins. Like, and that, the score, like, I know he ended up letting in three or whatever, but, like, not one of them was his fucking fault. He still played incredible.
Like, and even in overtime when Matthews coughed up the puck, he made a fucking miraculous save on Marchand, who was in tight. That's what she said. Just a fucking miraculous save, but there's nobody there.
No.
And that's it.
No, he's been great. And I think you're bang on the money. Like, without him, without a doubt in my mind, that game last night, you have the other guy in there. We'll get to him later. But, like, or something. It could have gotten out of control. And, yeah, you got to give Stolarz a lot of success as to why they had the early season success, like minus the Tampa game, he was winning them games. So I don't know, but
he was keeping them in it.
Yeah, for sure. So they were outshot. They were outworked, mainly perimeter stuff like they usually do. Not good enough. Not going to the net either. Not a lot of going to the front of the net. So Nyes did. I'm going to get to a couple positive things, but Stolarz was the only reason for me. What I saw, he was like really the only reason that they were even in it. And I guess you saw it the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Stolarz kept them in it. There were bursts where I thought Toronto might start to take over the game a little bit, but Boston just came right back. And that was the end of that. Not going to the front of the net. It's been so frustrating, man.
Such a problem. Nyes was doing it.
Nyes was doing it. You're right. But you're right. It's all perimeter stuff. And not only is it perimeter stuff, it's like the power play. It's just, I don't know. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I got it.
You're like itching yourself hard.
No, I'm trying to, my shoulder's sore. But anyway, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's okay.
Are you jerking it or something?
No, just slept weird. Oh, but continue. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying on the power play, they're not getting any chances out front. Like, and if they do, it's just a shovel to the front of the net. Like, it's just John Tavares shoveling it to the goalie.
Bang on. I'm going full power play in a second here. But the only things I like, Nyes a lot, scoring a goal in the last three games, a goal in every game in the last three games. Ekman Larson, I think, has been really good. Tanev, really good. Blocking shots like a fucking beast every fucking game. And Stolarz. Those are really the only McCabe, I guess, too. But like you could really, those are the only positives. I can't really, I know Matthews is like, nah, fuck no, no. I'm not, I know they got on the score sheet and whatever late, but I don't think the big boys were very good this week at all in any of the games. Like no. All four, and like Riley had a nice goal last night, whatever, but core four, the big boys up front, not good, man. I wasn't liking what I was seeing. Mitch kind of looks lost out there. Like, okay, they were starting to get it going a little bit, but Mitch looks pretty lost. JT can't fucking find it. Willie's fucking falling off his, like, he can't skate anymore. I don't know what's going on. And Matthews is around it, but he's not using his fucking head. He's, like, making plays, like, bonehead mistakes that this guy would never fucking make. So what's going on with fucking him, too? Like, it's just, like...
And it's not going in. It's not going in for him either.
No,
like Matthews has had so many chances. Where last year he'd have eight goals by now. I don't know the core four. You're right, man. I have no idea what's going on. Mitch usually has like some sort of magic to him, where you can kind of see it on the ice, where he's getting the puck, he's making plays, he's out there, he's skating, but nothing's really happening.
Oh, it's not everything is perimeter with that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's maybe they're trying to stick to a system and kill off old habits, you know, they're trying to quit smoking, but the, you know, it's hard to put those darts down.
Not working right now.
I don't know what it is. It's just, they just don't look the same. It doesn't feel the same when I'm watching the games, and they don't look the same.
So
I like the additions. I like the goaltending, but the core just feels off. Maybe there's a rift between them or something.
When's the last time they lost three games in a row? I know the Boston game was an overtime loss, but the St. Louis game and the Columbus game were fucking blowouts. When's the last time we saw this team do that in the regular season? They never get fucking blown out usually. Like it's probably happened a time or two, but two consecutive fucking games in a row? I don't know, man. Like, and that's another thing too. Like coming off that Columbus game, that St. Louis game, they're all talking about a response game. What? Like, they didn't, like, that's troubling for me. Like, they, after the major fucking shit show in Columbus, they show up back home to play the Blues, your new coach's old team, a game you should be up for, and they lay another egg. How do you do that? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It
doesn't make any sense. And they don't have any answers for it other than, we'll try again next time.
I don't
know,
dude.
See if we can do better. I don't get it. The St. Louis game, you're right. It blows my fucking mind, man. How you can lay an egg against Columbus, have a day off to rest, come back against St. Louis, and not be ready to go. Who knows?
Okay.
We shouldn't be surprised. The season fucking started with them being shut out for the first time in 4 years. We should have saw this coming.
Yeah. No, I guess you're right. A lot of odd things have happened early here. Not so good. Berube seems to be a little too ho-hum, I think, at this point. Like, I know it's early, but send a fucking message. Don't let this shit continue. Like, it's early, yes, but like,
get break the lines up,
dude. I don't know, fuck, like, just anything, man. Like, it just seems like the early thing. It's early. Okay, it's early until it's not early. Like, you want to correct these habits fucking now, because they're old habits that are just not a winning recipe for success. Do you not think he seems a little kind of too ho-hum? Like, the whip.
I think. That's the excuse that I'm giving them, is I think that's what they're doing. I think they're trying to break the old habits, and they suck. Like, I think they're trying to learn Berube's system. I don't think they've got it to the point where they can do it without thinking.
What
the
point? And they're not playing. Dump it in, go get it, and play hard in your own end. Not that hard to figure out.
It's when you've been doing the way they've been playing the last few years. It's just, I don't know. It's not hard, but I think for these guys, the core guys, they're having trouble with it. It looks that way when I'm watching the game. Do they look like a team that knows what they're fucking doing out there?
Not even close.
That's what I mean. They look like they're overthinking everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so listen to this. Power play. Mind-blowing stuff.
Here we go.
One for just this week for now. 1-for-4 against Tampa Bay. 0-for-3 against Columbus. 0-for-4 against St. Louis. 0-for-3 against the Boston Bruins. 1-for-4. 1-for-14 this week on the power play. on the season? 3 for 30. And have they made any adjustments? Fuck no. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
If it ain't broken.
If it ain't broken. This is the worst power play I've ever seen. I've never seen it. For the star power and the money that's out there, this is the worst power play I've ever seen in my life. Is that, am I wrong?
No, it's awful. It is awful.
Like, it's crazy, man.
And this isn't like they're getting a ton of shots and it's not even going in. They can't even enter the fucking zone. They can't even get it set up and get sustained pressure. It's like, come in, maybe you get in, maybe you get a shot down the ice. Let's try again. It's so awful. And the fact that you're right, that the coaches are looking at each other being like,
The analytics.
Let's do it again. Let's throw it back out. No, who said the analytics?
Oh, Mitch. Anal. Mitch said, all the coaches told us that the analytics look good. The analytics look good. Okay, so on paper, yeah, sure, it looks real good. He's like, we're getting close. We're right there. And even Berube said, like, I can sense it. Like, it's about to start clicking. Oh, really? Really? go back to last fucking February, coach, and look at those four or five same fucking guys out there and look at the absolute pathetic fucking numbers. Those guys should be embarrassed of themselves, man. These guys this is their fucking job. They do this for a living, and you can't bury a fucking goal on the power play?
It's true.
Come on. Jesus Christ, that pisses me off. The power play, nothing gets me cooking like their fucking power play. Like, just...
I didn't hear the analytics. I didn't hear that part of it.
They're like, yeah, Mitch, you go back and watch it. Like after the, I think it was after the Columbus game, or it might have even been after the St. Louis game, where he's like, yeah, like they're telling us the analytics are right there.
Wow.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? Like, have you seen any high danger chances on the power play? I haven't.
Like, I haven't seen anything on the power play.
No. So, analytics, man.
But I don't understand how even the analytics can be good for this power play.
I have no idea.
Like, what did you say? Like, one for 14, 3 for 30 on the season?
3 for 30 on the season.
Do those numbers factor into the analytic equation at any point? Or is this just like, hey, you know what? You put this here and this here, and this is going to be golden.
Like, how long? Like, it's the proof's in the pudding. It doesn't work. I think other teams just have it figured out. Like, it's all perimeter. So, like, they won't go to the net. Not one of those guys will drive to the fucking net or get something.
JT sits in front of the net just to hand the puck to the goalie.
He will. But, you know, the other three dudes out there aren't, like, forwards out there aren't interested in doing it. It's pretty play. Too cute. Everybody's throwing that around. Too cute. Yeah, it's been too slow for a long fucking time. Yeah, it's slow. It's like, I don't know. Something, you gotta fucking throw a grenade in that fucking thing. I would like back to the, I would literally pick names out of a fucking hat. You try. Like the star power, literally, like the star power is like you hurt somebody's ego too fucking bad. Too fucking bad.
Yeah, or break it into two.
Break it into two.
Put Matthews and Nylander on one and Marner and Tavares on another. See what happens. I don't know. Try anything, man.
Try something. Don't just keep trying the same thing because we see how well that fucking works, right?
But yeah, but the analytics told me. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, that's
amazing.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, they're talking about analytics and they haven't scored a goal. Like, they cannot bury it, but the analytics say they're right there. I couldn't fucking believe it. But I honestly, man, I would throw every forward's name into a hat or into a bucket, and I would just blindly pick out four. You want to put? I like Ekman Larson back there.
They so you could have like a first power play unit of Lorenz, Reeves, and Holmberg.
100%. I don't give a fuck. You'd be like, hey, here we go. I don't give a fuck. I would absolutely fucking try it because it's killing them. It's fucking killing them. What they're doing right now. So and. Like,
it's like if you're the other team, do you give a shit if you take a penalty?
Not at all. They've got it figured out. They're not worried that they're going to fucking score. Like look at the analytics. I wonder what the other teams are seeing in the analytics. Holy fuck.
That's hilarious. That so good.
I would pull names. I really would. I would keep Ekman Larson back there because he's not afraid to shoot and he's got a pretty hard fucking shot. Which Riley, I don't know what he's doing.
That's like, the thing. Like I like stats. I like the numbers, but sometimes you hear things like that about analytics and you just, your brain can't process it. It's like when they tell you some third line winger, they're like, you know, like remember Engvall? Like when Pierre Engvall was here, the analytics guys would be like, this guy drives the play. When he's on the ice, they are expected to score at this rate. And you're watching the game, you're like, I don't fucking see it. Like this guy's nothing. He's nothing special. And now he's not even in the fucking league.
No. Oh, is he not? No, I thought he signed a big contract. Didn't Lou Lamoriello give him a big time deal? And
I'm pretty sure he's gone, man.
No. He signed a big contract with Lou in New York, the Islanders. 100%. He's making like $4 or $5 million.
Yeah, I know he signed that, but I think he's gone.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, didn't they try to get rid of him or something?
I'm not sure.
He was on waivers.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was on waivers.
Yeah. Goose, our old buddy.
Old guy Goose. But my point is like, sometimes you just have to watch it and be, and this power play, you don't need analytics. You just watch the first minute of it and you're like, yeah, this doesn't work.
Yeah. No, I would just absolutely send a message. Like, I don't care about hurting egos or any of that shit. Like, I would just literally just go get me a fucking dirty one. Like, I don't care who's on the ice. I don't fucking care who it is.
Yeah.
Like, but if they can't see, like Mark Savard, this guy is probably thinking, what have I got myself into? Like, this is crazy. Like, imagine what that guy's like nightly routine is, right? Imagine what he's doing right now at home. Like, he must just be thinking, what the fuck is this? Like, the amount of tape that he's probably watched so far this season. That guy's having like sleepless nights, man. Like, he's probably lying awake just thinking, like, God, just put one in, boys. Like, just
for God's sake, just please. Like, somebody.
Well, he's gonna be canned like immediately after this season if this keeps going the same way, because it's like, what
if this power play continues on, you cannot keep him on.
It's the worst it's ever been. It was bad last year. It was mediocre. It fell off towards the end of the season, continued into the playoffs.
It was actually pretty good.
And then it went real bad.
Yeah.
And it's never recovered.
Isn't just 9 games. I actually saw the stat. It like goes back like to like March or February. It's like 40 something games where they have the worst power play in the league.
That's just,
if you go back to last season.
How do you explain that?
Because I don't know. And Savard's only been here for 9 games.
I know, but clearly whatever he's preaching, it ain't working either. But spread it out. Try something different. I don't fucking know.
Well, let's see here. You change the coach. You change the systems.
What
else could you change?
Yeah.
I wonder. Not the guys on the ice.
No.
Because the analytics tell me.
Yeah, analytics.
It's beauty.
Golden. No problem. Nothing to worry about there. So they've lost 4 of their last 5 games now. Winnipeg, hottest team in the league. Leafs haven't lost a game. Leafs are rolling in there on Monday night, and I'm going to make a bold prediction here, folks. You ready for this? Listen close. Listen up here. Bold prediction. Guaranteed loss night for the Toronto Maple Leafs on Monday night.
No.
Guaranteed.
No. Because it's on Amazon Prime.
I don't give a shit. There's no way they're rolling into the peg and they're beating Winnipeg on Monday night.
They've only played one game on Amazon Prime, and it was the greatest game ever against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The way that Jets team is playing?
If they play again like they did against Tampa, we might have to get a petition to have all games on Amazon Prime. Because it seems like when the whole world can tune into them, they show up to play.
I think they'll play hard. I hope they play. Actually, I don't know. I don't know why I would say that. There's nothing.
You know, they'll probably win.
No, I really don't believe it. I don't think so.
That's just the way the Leafs go. Because we're all going to be like, there's no way they can beat Winnipeg.
The Jets are cooking, dude. Cooking. Every aspect is just looks incredible.
Isn't that when the Leafs surprise you the most?
Usually, but I don't think this time. I just have a feeling that it's not going to go well on Monday night. Stolarz, maybe.
The analytics would tell you that Winnipeg's going to win.
There you go. But, okay, a couple. So, like, let's just, before we wrap up, quickly, like, we'll roll back to the Blues game. The decision to go with Wall, I was absolutely...
Called it.
You did. I could not believe it. Like, I was absolutely on team... I'm on team Stolar. Let me just go here right now. Stolarz is my guy, okay?
Oh, yeah. Stolarz is everybody's guy.
Yeah, I'm out on Joseph Wall until further notice. I'm out on this guy. Too soft. I don't like fucking softy pants. I don't like that shit. Like, I like guys that can play through stuff and play hard, and like, I don't like the soft fucking bullshit, man.
And guys who are playing out of their fucking mind.
Yeah. So just, I thought Stolarz deserved the start. That's why I thought, like, it just didn't make sense to go with Wall. And was Wall the reason that they lost? Not the only reason that they lost, but he definitely contributed to the loss. Yep. He didn't look very good.
No, he was bad, just like the rest of the team was bad.
Yeah. He almost got hurt on the first shot.
I know.
Like,
he sat there and he stretched that leg out. And oh, I was like, when he got up
and he kind of was like, he went like, ugh. I'm like,
oh, gosh.
I'm like, what? You got to be. I'm thinking there's no. Could you imagine one shot? He was out again.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man. Anyway, I just think like, some negative stuff here because this week really pissed me off, but I just think they kind of maybe showed you exactly who they are. They might have just shown us exactly who they are. Like, after that St. Louis loss, I'm like, you follow up Columbus with this fucking piece of garbage again? Like, to me, like, if you can't show up for a game like that and beat your new coach's former team, like, that's a big game. These guys never seem to be interested in showing up for a big game. They are not big game players. I think there is a word for that. Not clutch. Not. I know we're talking regular season. What are we talking? Playoffs here? What are we talking about? Playoffs? But they're not clutch, man. Like, I know that was a pretty big regular season game. New teams, new coaches, former team. Can't get up for that one, boys. What the fuck can you get up for?
And coming off one of the worst performances of all time.
You can't get up for that. What the fuck are you getting up for?
Like, that's what she said.
Have you ever seen these guys one time get up for a big game? I've never seen it. I've seen them win some like elimination, like, you know, they're down in a series 3-2. You got to win. I've seen them win some. Okay. So
yeah, you're right. You know what game comes to mind? Another one where they really shit the bed. Was when JT made his return to the island and they lost 6-0 or 6-1 or something like that. Like, again, I know what you're saying in the playoffs, elimination games and stuff. Yeah. They show up and they play really well and they fight hard in those games, but games like that, games like your coach's old team, a bounce back after a shitty performance, JT's return to the island, I don't know, going into Montreal or facing a team that knocked you out of the playoffs last year for the first time in the regular season. They just don't get up for those games.
No.
They don't care.
No. Like,
Boston beat you last year, took away your playoffs in overtime. You should have last night destroyed the Boston Bruins. Just put it to bed. Anyway, I get what you're saying. Not clutch isn't a word, though, but I get what you're saying.
No, but... Well,
it's two words.
Yeah, not two words, not clutch. What's the word? Well, I said, what's the word clutch? And then I said, not clutch, but yeah, 90%. What's the word? I'm like,
yeah, 60% whatever. All the time.
But I got a few things quickly to go, like, just at the end here. I think that, like, they just think that they, I think the top guys on this team think they're better than they actually are. Like, I think they think the team is better than they actually are. Like, I think they live in this crazy fairy tale world that they're like in the conversation to win the Stanley Cup, when in reality they're not in the conversation. I've kind of gone there. I used to think they were, but I don't anymore. I don't think they have a chance against the Rangers or the Panthers or the Stars or the Oilers. I don't think they win any of those series. I really don't. So am I crazy for saying that?
No. What have they shown you that would make you believe that?
No, nothing. But I just think, like, they refuse to, like, do the things that are mandatory to win in this league and be successful. Like, they refuse to do it consistently. I think it probably is in there somewhere. Well, we saw a really good game against Tampa, but it's like, and then it's just like, oh my God, look what we did. Like, that was their, like, it's like they won the fucking Stanley Cup. Like, party. It's just gonna happen every night. Like, it doesn't just happen. You got to go out there and make it fucking happen. So yeah. I don't see a lot of passion. Like, I hate to go there, but it is true. I don't see this team play with a ton of passion. Do you see a ton of passion there from these guys?
No, I haven't. And most of the passion you see will come in the postseason, and their postseason success has been nil. One round. You beat one Tampa Bay team, but everything else has been a letdown. So yeah, I get it. I get it, man. I get why you would check out on this team or check out on believing that this team could win a Stanley Cup.
Like, it's not that they lost or that they lose. It's the way they play. It's how they're doing it that's the problem. You leave it all out there, fan base is pretty fucking content with that. You put out a fucking solid effort, you give them an honest effort, and you lose, we don't come on here and fucking bitch about that. But you give us a pile of dog shit, and you get booed off the fucking ice in game 7 of the season because the Boo Birds were out in full force on Thursday night when they played the St. Louis Blues. Just booing them. It was the 7th game of the fucking season, and they're getting booed on home ice.
Yep.
Because of their effort, right?
Yeah. It's exactly right.
So, not a good week.
not a good week,
man.
But listen, on a positive note, for those of you that are in our hockey pool, I would just like you to know my team is Peter North Stars, and it's a complete shit show. And I'm putting Connor McDavid on the trade block. So send me your trades. All right. Serious ones only. Send me your trades because I need 4 or 5 players that can play.
It's tough, though, because you can't do like a 1-for-1 deal for Connor McDavid.
No, I'll have to throw in like 3 or 4 of my shitty players.
So what happens?
And Connor McDavid. And then you throw in a good, like a solid player and 4 more solid players. I need a team. I don't have a team.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Anything else?
No, dude. I mean, hopefully things start to turn up here because it's going to be a long season if we have to come on here and do this.
For
like,
sure.
And we're not doing the podcast like right. This is a toned down version because we've had time to let it breathe. We're not coming on here right after the games and doing this, or else it'd be
a shit show.
Much worse. So like,
you know what?
Taking time to let it breathe and shit. But yeah, go ahead.
For all you people, it's been a rough week. So I'm going to make you a little promise. Next episode, Red Line Diaries.
Oh.
Dale's going to play some Red Line Diaries because that'll cheer the mood up a little bit. I got a fresh batch. I've been going through porn dialogue. I'm using the dialogue from porn movies now. It's awesome.
That's incredible. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to want to tune into the next podcast.
Tune into the next podcast.
Incredible.
Dale is undefeated in Red Line Diaries.
Am
he
I?
Always
yeah,
wins.
Pretty
you
good
always
record.
Win. You always
pretty
get
a good record.
I mean, you'll lose some, but you always pull out the W.
Yeah.
Unlike the Leafs.
Yeah, that's right.
And the analytics say he will win again. 100%. So for the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On YouTube, hit like, hit subscribe. If you're not subscribed, leave a comment, hit the bell so you get notified of all the videos. You can follow us on TikTok at Tip In Podcast, on Twitter, X Tip In Pod. Email us, tipinpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And we will.
Hey, like, it can't possibly get any worse. Can it? It can only go up from here, right? This can't possibly get any worse, right?
We'll run the numbers.
We'll have to look into the analytics to see what they're saying about this getting worse or getting better. Hopefully better. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later. You're listening to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.